Today is March 7th, 2024. Welcome to Ally Chatter. Here we will discuss those issues impacting U.S. relationships with our Democratic partners and allies around the world. Sponsored by the 501c3 United States Global Initiative, Democracies Stick Together. Also today, if you haven't heard already, pursuant to Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, the President, quote, shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he or she shall judge necessary and expedient. He no doubt will talk about events impacting the U.S. and our friends in Israel and in Ukraine. He will recommend that the House approve additional aid to Ukraine, Israel, and perhaps our friends and allies in the Indo-Pacific. He will rightly congratulate Sweden and Finland for their accession to NATO, another sign of Russia's strategic idiocy. But he should also take the opportunity to speak to the American people about concerns and threats not popping up on everyone's phones. What about Taiwan? What about the fact that more and more Americans want us to withdraw from the world, seemingly with the sense that we will save money and it will make us safer? But when the U.S. is not engaged in the world, instability occurs. Wars happen at a higher rate, and it costs us more and more, not only in prestige and moral currency, but dollars and American lives. America is stronger when we are engaged around the world, partnering with our Democratic friends. And America alone is a weaker America. Mr. President, speak to the challenge. Make the case. Democracies stick together. Follow us at Ally Chatter and visit United States Global Initiative.org. My name is Howard Gold.